This is Jim Winger for the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. Going back to Wednesday of this week, we skip a day on Thursday due to the 4th of July holiday. But on Wednesday, we spoke with Spencer Casey, the Assistant Director of Research and Extension at the Hayes Experiment Station in Hayes, Kansas. Sees lots of variation across the state as far as the wheat. Seen yields anywhere from 20 to 70 bushel. In Hayes, they've had a lack of moisture. Third year of dryness there. Looked at wheat that's being developed at KSU at the research facility there. They are developing three varieties, which will be released next year. They have two coming out this year. They look for better disease resistance and drought tolerance when they're trying to breed varieties. Lynette King is in Frontier Ag at Waukene, Kansas. They should be finished soon, but they really need some rain. The wheat's good, better than expected. 40 to 50 bushel average all over the board, though, as far as yields and test weights. Some areas were too dry. The protein is exceptional, though, for high test weights. I visited with Tony Harrell, farm south of Quinter. Wheat harvest going well. 62 to 63 pound test weights. He's seen yields up to 63 bushels per acre in some of his fields. Probably has a day left, but his combine's broken down. Seen 12 protein levels, no disease. Fall crops look good, but they're needing water around the Quinter area. I also spoke at Frontier Ag with the manager, Jason Ratburn. It's been a good harvest, good quality, variable yield, so hail didn't help when they saw that on some of the fields around the area, but 15 to 70 bushel yields are generally what they've seen. Upper 50s to low 60 test weights. They saw some disease from Waukene to Quinter. The protein's been good. They're lacking in moisture, just as a previous producer said, and fall crops need rain. Chad Wolf's our correspondent from Northwest Kansas. He's starting to wrap up. He said it's tough to harvest with that little showers they see in the morning and humidity throughout the day. But they have been cutting still along Highway 36 north of his location in Grinnell, Kansas, southwest of Colby. Quality's been good, high yields and test weights and proteins in their area. Yields in his area are good, but fall dryness did cause some concerns when they were planting the wheat, particularly some of it didn't come up. Better than expected, though. No hail, but they have seen strong winds, and they're needing rain along the Grinnell area as well. Spoke with Eric Sperber at Cornerstone Ag in Colby, Kansas, 50% done in that area. Pleasantly surprised on yields. The quality's been good. Test weights 55 to 65, most 60-plus. They have some delays from little rains they see in the mornings, but it's still dry. Protein inconsistent, but better than usual. They had a little disease in some spots, but not a lot. Varieties have helped. They have 50 to 60% done. Maybe need another 5 to 7 days of cutting. Lastly, I spoke with Jeff Benn in Goodland, Kansas at Schuyler. It's definitely into the harvest since last week. Showers causing problems there. They have little 10th to 20-hundredth showers sometimes in the mornings and humidity throughout the day. Some cutting going on during the evening hours after 5 o'clock if the sun comes out. Quite a bit of the wheat was sprayed, so they don't have a lot of disease. They're seeing generally 20 to 30 bushel wheat, some up to 90 bushel wheat in some patches. Test weights of 59 to 60. The protein, big range on protein. It's been a pretty good year for disease. Rains caused a moisture problem. Good wheat's out there, but they just need some good weather to get back into the fields. This is Jim Winger, and we'll be bringing you reports for this Friday here on KFRM, so stay tuned throughout the day.